now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
. 7:15 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If you'd like to get on the phone lines.
She was a fast machine.
Bad news. Andrew Cheeto Santino will not get in town in time to do the show, which sucks, but Harlan Williams will be on the show tomorrow. I do like Harlan Williams a lot. It's been some time since he's been here. You know who used to come on the show all the time that we haven't seen in forever? It's Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he wants to come on the show anymore because last time he was on the show, we almost ruined his heart.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that was the last time. I think he did come on after that. Okay. Yeah. Kevin Nealon, yeah. I think we fixed his heart. He had arrhythmia and we hit it and all of a sudden it went back into regular rhythm.
So. He also informed us of our pension plan.
That's true.
I just watched him do stand up the other day. There was a clip because I follow him on Instagram and there was a clip of him talking about different phrases that people say. And he says, just hear me out. He goes, nothing good comes after just hear me out. And he goes, just hear me out. We're going to lower you by your feet into the well. Tommy's going to hold you with a rope, and we're going to light some gasoline on fire and pour it down there. Just hear me out.
That was great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
You know, I was watching one of my favorite shows yesterday, Dr. Phil.
Mm.
Had a very interesting thing on it. Let me explain it to you first, and then just give me your opinion. They had a guy on the show who was a pedophile who had never acted on it.
Okay.
Does that make you a pedophile? Yes. He had a strong desire and was attracted to young girls.
Okay.
About 6 years old was his age.
Okay, but if I have a strong desire to murder people and I don't murder anyone, does that make me a murderer?
No, but can you be around knives without having to worry about picking one up and stabbing someone?
He's around people. Yeah, he probably does his best to stay away from kids. And I do my best to stay away from axes. That's my choice. I love axes to murder people. You know what I mean? Like,
right. He also looked kind of creepy. He was older, skinny, bad teeth. And he said, I find myself attracted to children, to young girls. And he was like, I have never acted on it. I never will. I believe it hurts a child. He's like, but that doesn't stop the fact that I'm attracted to them. He said one time he was with his grandchildren, I believe, who were in his wheelhouse, his age, a group they like, and he went for a walk in the woods with them. And then he realized, I should not be in the woods with children alone. And came back out. So he has
that
the sense.
Like a great guy.
Wait, I don't know that.
The guy said he was attracted to a 3-year-old that was on the plane flying there with him.
Hey, he hasn't done anything though.
Well, that was my thing. I was like, you know, here's a guy, because Dr. Phil even says being a pedophile is a mental illness. You have a problem in your brain, and it's how you deal with it. You know, on top of that, and this guy, as creepy as he sounded and seemed. I agree with you, Galvin, was an okay guy. Like, he was like, I know I have a problem, and I'm doing everything I can to not only manifest that desire that I have, but to put myself in a situation where, you know, something could go wrong.
There was a documentary on HBO that I believe it was a police officer, and he wanted to be a cannibal, and he wrote all this stuff. Remember that?
Yep.
And he got arrested, but he didn't actually do anything.
But he got arrested for a crime. It was like some.
But I think that's what it's called, like thought crimes or something. Yeah. Was the documentary, because he didn't actually do it. So if you don't actually do it, I don't see where you can be.
But if you know that you have those strong urges and you can't control them, then maybe behind bars is still the best option.
Well, this guy was controlling him, and he was going to therapy. And he was controlling him. And here he is on national television saying, I'm a pedophile.
Yeah.
Although I haven't acted on it, I do have the desire for it. And I thought, that must be that just must be he was married to a woman and she knows his problem. Cool. But she's like, look, I don't, he's never done anything. He's never put himself in that position. But in a way, I kind of felt bad because he can't control it. It's not like he is just like a porn
freak. Yeah, but that seems to be a mental problem too, to go out and tell people and go on TV and tell people.
Yeah, or it might be therapeutic.
You're trying to help yourself and help other people, but yeah, it seems weird as well.
In remember Minority Report, they arrest you. They see the future, what you're gonna do, and they arrest you.
Right.
Well, it was pretty weird to watch because this guy's on TV saying all these horrific things about what he wants to do and who he's attracted to, and then they pan to the audience and look, and all the young girls just staring at him. I mean, there were no 6-year-olds there, so he was in the safe range. But he said, I asked you when the last time you were attracted to a young girl was, and you said on the plane over here. And he goes, it's true. He goes, she was about 3 years old, which is not what I like. I usually like around 6 years old. But and I was like, I want to kill this guy. And then I went, although I also want to high five him because he's trying to do the right thing.
Here's the thing, even though it's not illegal, obviously it's not illegal, there's plenty of married guys that see a 25-year-old girl that's it's a smoke show and is like, I'd like to bang her. You didn't do it, so you're not going to get divorced and all that stuff. And
sometimes again, I said to my wife, I totally
and it's not illegal, like I said, but I don't think you can condemn people for thoughts.
My wife, I'll see somebody, I'll go, wow. I don't say I'd totally bang her, but my wife would go, good, you should, gross. I think that's part of being married. You always look at other women and think about those things, but no, I mean, I'm sure somebody is in our listening audience right now going, I'm attracted to young girls too, and I don't know what to do, or I don't act on it, but I think about it. I think about that too. Whenever we talk about Jeffrey Epstein, I go, what in my mind would make me think this is a good idea? I don't know. Do I want to get a massage from a girl who may be 19, maybe 18? I get a girl and I look at her and she looks like she's 15. That does nothing for me. And I'm positive that's because I have kids, but also just because I've always had cousins and all that other thing, it does nothing for me.
My wife the other day said, ooh, what did Ava Mendez do to her face? And I went, what? Ah! And I jumped over like four couches to get to her. And I go, what? Let me see. And she did something to her. And I go, good Lord. I go, that's why I said to my wife, I go, don't ever do anything to your face. Don't do any Botox. Don't do any of that stuff. I said, you're very pretty. I go, imagine how bad it would be for you if they did that to her, how bad it could be for you. And I go, no.
Starting off with a different slate.
I said, no, because you're pretty. Right.
No. I'm wondering if that's why you don't really see her, because she's never at like the award shows.
Is that Ryan Gosling's wife?
Yeah. Right. Never at the award show with her.
And he's
with
everywhere
him.
Right
well,
now.
Well, supposedly they're on the rocks. Is what,
Really?
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance
for
me and Ryan Gosling?
Well,
I imagine Ryan Gosling has a tough time getting laid.
It mix in with all those good looks, super charming and fun.
I mean, he was only 10.
That's what her face looks like now.
She looks like a reptile.
She did the.
She got reptiles.
Right? They all do that.
Don't worry, Joe. I'll pull it up and show them my laptop.
Oh man, I still would. I'd still hang out with her.
Oh, yeah.
Not mad at her.
But that. I don't know, man.
It's Hollywood face.
It's really bad.
Gross.
Really bad. Because she was gorgeous. Like she's perfect.
Yeah, she was.
And what's the best thing she's ever done? Like, where do you fall in love with her? Hitch.
That's
where you fall in love with
Easy.
But also, she's like, great in The Other Guys when she's married to Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg can't understand.
No, seriously, what's going on here?
Yeah.
All right, what do we have in news?
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we did? Okay.
We did it, and then I started talking about pedophiles.
Yep. Today's news is brought to you by Pelt Shoes. If you're looking for some shoes, stop into Pelt Shoes. They have 6 locations throughout Pinellas, Sarasota, and Fort Myers. And the good thing is they have those shoes right in stock, ready to go for you. You don't have to wait around for shipping. You don't have to worry about being the wrong size or wrong color or anything like that. And if you're into the pickleball,
pickleball.
It's nice outside. Get out there and play some pickleball.
You know what I'm into?
What?
Pickles.
Yeah? Well, you can have some pickles and then go play ball and wear some fancy shoes. Yeah. They have all the different pickleball shoes you need. The Skechers, New Balance, K-Swiss, Asics, all types of shoes there. So stop in. Make sure you tell them Galvin from the Mike Helter Show sent you.
I would eat a pickle right now.
Yeah? What's your go-to pickle?
Like a good old straight Velasic.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
Something the stork would deliver.
Yeah, I like it.
You like sweet pickles?
No.
Really?
Don't like sweet pickles. Don't like those butter pickles.
I don't like butter ones.
You give me a... a hamburger and I'm putting some pickles on it. Doesn't matter, but I like a nice little sphere, little spear.
Yeah, it's weird because I used to love the mini dills.
Yeah.
They used to sell those. I don't find those very often anymore. Now they're all cut into spears or they're the giant pickles that are like, they're like a billy club almost. I'm like,
they are. I'm not comfortable.
Yeah, I feel like somebody has to be pushing my head down when I'm eating them.
You know what else? I don't like a gherkin.
Yeah. You don't like gherkins?
Especially if I get a... if I get a charcuterie plate with a little gherkin on it.
I was just about to say, I do like it with the charcuterie. Yeah, I like some olives on there, some gherkins.
Olives I'll eat all day, but don't put no gherkins there.
I've been into the spicy pickles lately, where it's in the garlic and the fire oil or whatever. They put
that one company.
Tree branches in there.
That local company that put Pete's Pickles out of business. Yeah. I was making they're out of business too, I heard.
Oh.
The was it the Chill Dill?
Chill Dill. I heard they're not in
Pickles tough game.
Pickle game. Maybe I need to come back.
Never got in. More pickles, Mike.
It won't be a comeback. Never got in.
Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg had a news conference yesterday where he announced that within 6 months, airlines will be required to comply with new rules, which will require cash refunds for cancellation and long delays as an expansion of passenger rights. Here's how it's going to work. Passengers will be entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed, and they don't have to accept alternative transportation or travel credits. This includes airlines changing your itinerary before the day of your trip. The delays will cover would be more than 3 hours for domestic flights and more than 6 hours for international flights.
Wow.
This includes tickets purchased directly from airlines, travel agents, and third-party sites like Expedia or Travelocity. You get the refund if you don't take the latter, delayed or rescheduled flights. So if your flight is canceled and they're able to put you on a flight next morning, if you opt to take that, that's accepting alternative travel. This is basically to save travelers from having to haggle and chase down compensation if they need to bail on a flight because of a delay or a cancellation. They do have to give you a refund in cash, so no travel vouchers within 7 days. The DOT is requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours.
What do you get there? What do you get? A refund?
You get cash. Yeah, cash refunds on that. And new rules also force airlines to refund you on extra services you specifically paid for and didn't get, like Wi-Fi, premium seat selection, and in-flight entertainment.
So my other thing about this is name another transportation secretary in the history of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Pete Buttigieg has been all over TV, which leads me to believe he'll be the next vice presidential Democratic candidate at some point.
Yeah. Wow.
I know there's a lot going on with the travel industry right now as well, but he's been very visible for somebody who you'd think, when are we going to see this guy?
Well, he's also gay, so that puts a spotlight on him as well, because he's a gay politician, and that was a big thing running for president and stuff.
For president.
And that, but then his name's out there, and you associate it, and that's why we're here about him. But also, one of the biggest things that I know about him is that they had a big conference about transportation and all this stuff, and he limoed his bike to a couple blocks away and took his bike out of the trunk and rode his bike.
You can't get caught doing that.
Come on, dude.
Cameras everywhere. Yeah. You're going to get caught. Yeah.
And he's definitely got to make the rounds now, because when all that stuff happened in Palestine, Ohio, he was not there to help with that train wreck.
No, but he was helping. Yes, he just wasn't going there.
You got to go there.
Listen to me. You
got to go there. You have American citizens dying and getting poisoned.
Yeah, I'm not going to go get the guy dying and poisoned.
That's why you're not Secretary of Transportation. You know what I mean? That's his job.
All this stuff with the planes, the airline's just going to jack the prices up to compensate. We get screwed in the end anyways.
It's not a great thing, but at least now you have an option if you feel like you're getting screwed.
Your $300 flight now costs $600.
Yep. Yeah. Listen, 15-minute cities is the future, man. We're not going to be traveling anywhere.
Can I just say the most pretentious thing that I'm going
to... Of course.
And I say a lot of pretentious things.
If you pay attention to the...
Oh, is that what...
For those of you that...
Those of us.
Oh, no, it's worse than that.
Oh, no.
I have to go to L.A. Next month, and I'm dreading flying coach. I can't remember the last time I flew coach on an airplane. Now, keep in mind, you people who are driving to work right now to go do a real job, like tile a roof or work on a yard or sanitation or maybe the junk jockeys, you know, those kind of people right now. Mm. You're like, shut up, fat, lazy son of a bitch. I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big dude. I haven't sat in a coach seat in such a long time. Like, I don't remember the last time I flew in a coach seat.
Germany.
Why? Right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was probably it, but that only was one also way, a though. One-off. On yeah, that's true. It was only one way.
On the way and back, you upgraded.
And it was a one-off because I had no choice there. I didn't do the travel plans.
Who are you sitting next to, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, that's where it's going to be fine because it's going to be me, Juliana, and Amanda. Okay. Yeah. With Juliana in the middle. So I'll have the room, you know, but I'm just, I'm not looking forward to a five-hour flight. Yeah. Sitting there.
Is it sold out? What's the reason?
It's insane. It's if we were to go first class, it'd be an extra $4,000 per person.
Wow.
That's just insane. I watched a guy the other day. He's he's a multimillionaire, and he was flying on like a regular passenger jet instead of private, and people were giving him a hard time. And he goes, "Do you know how much it costs to fly private?" He goes, "I'm going on a 2-hour trip. This would cost me $40,000 if I flew on a private jet." Wow. Now, if I'm going with five other people and we're splitting it, okay, that's not such a big deal. He goes, but to spend $45,000 to fly 2 hours, he goes, that's why I'm rich.
Yeah.
Because I save my money. But I'm telling you right now, this is going to be, I'm going to have scoliosis issues.
Oh, no.
My claustrophobia.
Sciatica.
Get one of those patches from Spanish for yeah. sure. Yeah.
Oh, I gave him one.
God. I haven't. Yeah. I haven't. Yeah.
What's that, 3-hour flight?
Five.
5-hour flight?
Five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the seat's that much bigger.
Yes. And you get on first. And you don't have to deal with people. It's ridiculous.
Which, that still does not make any sense. Because I know they do it opposite overseas, where they board the plane
from the back
to front.
Yeah.
Which yeah, that's makes, how we do it here.
Which, no, we don't. You just said you get on first.
Yeah, but not first class. First class gets to get on whenever they want. Yeah.
And no, we do not. We do it from front to back.
No, you go from back to front.
No, they don't.
They do the different zones, but I don't know what the zones are necessarily, because they do that and they do a bunch of different stuff, because military, people with children, this, that, and then reporting zone one. And,
yeah.
You know.
But yeah, I mean,
they
like
go
when
front
it,
to back.
When it they go front to back?
Yes.
See, Carmen, yeah, you're not, you've admittedly, never been it's been coach. So long.
Yeah. He's not right. Gen Pop. He doesn't know right. these things. Yeah.
They go front to back, which makes no sense at all. You go back to front. Like, yeah.
I think I flew, where did I fly? Into Key West or something, and it was a small plane, and I was in the back, and then they opened the door in the back, and I was like, what's up
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Who's in the front? Who's in the back? We don't know. It's yeah. a topsy-turvy world.
But then you have to go down the stairs and walk yeah. across the tarmac.
Yeah. Like, plus, you have to help push the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to get hit by another plane.
By the way, speaking of the Secretary of Transportation, you say you don't know anyone's before. I'm going to give you three names. You tell me.
All right.
And this was under Biden as well. So right before Pete Buttigieg, this person was the Transportation Secretary. Was it James Bangfield, Lana Hurdle, or Daniel Cormerton?
I've never heard of any of those people. Say it. What was the first name again?
James Bangfield, Lana Hurdle, or Daniel Comerton?
Comerton, I think, plays for the Rays.
And okay. Lana Hurdle.
Was he in transportation prior to that?
No, I don't.
Bangfield?
James Bangfield.
Bangfield.
You say Bangfield? You say Bangfield?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go
take
with
a guess.
Lana.
You're going to go with Lana? Joe?
Bangfield.
Bangfield? Carmen?
I'm going with the lady.
Lana?
Yep.
Lana Del Rey.
Two say Lana, three say Bangfield. It was Lana.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It was
Lana.
What is her name?
But Lana Hurdle.
Lana.
Yeah.
And transportation. The worst part, she was really meek. They called her Hurdle the Turtle.
Wait.
This is about Buffett. Of course, weak-ass Joe goes with a woman.
Yeah. Figures.
I
he did go with a woman.
No. I went with a woman.
He went with Bangfield. Carmen and
Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
I got you, Joe.
Gotcha.
I thought he meant Joe, too.
I'm just, all he's insulting Joe. Of course, he went with a woman and then a Finuch.
Yeah. Joe, I was talking about the president.
Yeah. Okay.
Not you.
Not you.
All right.
Speaking of the president, President Biden signed a provision that could ban TikTok, but it won't happen in 2024 before the election. TikTok says it's unconstitutional. Yeah. We talked about that yesterday. He said he was going to sign it as soon as it came to him. So.
But he's not going to sign it because he needs TikTok to hit all the young people for the election.
He signed a provision that could ban TikTok.
Yeah, it's all garbage.
The money to Ukraine and stuff is tied into it.
$98 billion that's tied in. Yeah.
Do you have any audio of him?
I do right now.
Good.
President Joe Biden had another teleprompter goof at the conference yesterday.
Goof.
After he said 4 more years, he was supposed to pause so everybody could chant 4 more yeah. years. 4 more years. What did Joe do? He read pause. Yeah. We have audio of him doing.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, it's exactly. Stay classy, San Francisco. Here is President Joe Biden accidentally saying pause. Here we go.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years.
4 more years.
Pause.
4 more years.
Pause.
Pause.
Oh, no.
That's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
That is just
embarrassing. Our president.
That's our
That's the guy that talks to other foreign leaders to cut deals and pause. Dude,
when they were showing him in that classroom in Tampa and he shuffled across the room. He looks like one of those sea crabs you see.
Yeah, the Boston Dynamics shuffle. Do you have the sign of the cross thing that he did?
Oh no.
Yeah, I saw that.
What was that?
He's
at an abortion speech. And he makes the sign of the cross during an abortion speech, which is anti.
But he said it not during abortion. Like somebody said, no. I was watching it, and I'm making it up. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. But he said something about Trump, and he went, well, "Let's hope not." And he went and he did the sign of the cross.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're showing the world how much you talk out of both sides of your mouth. You know what I mean? Get it together, bro.
It's so funny you said it because I noticed that while I was watching. Yeah. He just did the sign of the cross.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's a very old man thing to do, too.
Yeah, it is.
The NFL draft kicks off tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN, ABC, ESPN's app. Prospects from all over the globe have gone under the microscope of league evaluators over the past few months as teams hope to find the next cornerstones of their respective organization before the first round kicks off on April 25th. While the number one overall pick seems to be a foregone conclusion with Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears, there's still plenty of intriguing storylines in round one. Will quarterbacks be taken with the top four picks for the first time in NFL history? Will a defensive player actually be shut out of the top 10? And what kind of trades will unfold as clubs get aggressive toward improving their roster? Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the 26th pick in the draft.
I'm very excited.
Are you? What do you think we're going to go after?
What's that?
What do you think we're going to go after?
We're going to go after a running back for sure.
Oh, I don't know.
The first round? No way.
No way. That's what I was saying. No way. I just wanted to see if you guys were on it.
I went the biggest, baddest lineman that's on the board.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to get him at 23.
Get a center. 26. Get a
26.
Edge rusher, lineman.
Love edge rushers.
The trenches. Build the trenches.
Yeah. I don't think at this point, where we're picking and where, what's available at that point, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
We're not getting any future quarterbacks. We're not getting any major stars.
We don't need any quarterbacks, right? We got the Mayfield.
Yeah, but the Mayfield's got, 3 years max left in his thing?
Yeah.
All right.
He's getting older.
I hope they get a receiver at some point.
Yeah, because you're going to have to
replace
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans here in the near future.
Well, and the Bucs have such a young team, too. They've got a lot of young guys, but also I'm not always, sold on the first guy or the top guys, whatever. No. There's a lot of times but there's a lot of times where the guy in the fourth round becomes one of the best guys. Sure. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, look at, what's his name, San Francisco, Purdy. Purdy was,
Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant.
Last guy
in
picked.
The Super Bowl. So yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
How about this? An Oklahoma man is facing up to 12 years in prison for having ammunition in his carry-on bag at a Turks and Caicos airport. According to GoFundMe page for his family, Ryan and Valerie Watson, the parents of two young children, were flying home from their island vacation where they were celebrating on April 12th when they were arrested at the airport. They had their lives turned upside down when they were when they tried to return home as local airport security found 4 rounds of ammunition unknowingly left in a duffel bag from a deer hunting trip. It was not noticed by TSA when leaving America. Now they are facing a legal system that is unfamiliar, daunting, and expensive that operates differently than American justice system. What kind of idiot leaves some ammunition in their bag and just goes to the airport? Ooh,
that is pretty dumb.
All right, let's not be so harsh.
I'm sorry. Who
people make mistakes.
Who would do that? What kind of moron?
But
so
also,
I flew to Las Vegas with my father when Juliana was born. We went away. Juliana was born in
you said I gotta get out of here.
January. No, she came with us.
Did you fly first class?
We did, yeah. I got to the hotel and I opened my backpack that I carried on, And I opened a pocket looking for something, and there was a full box of 410 shotgun shells in there. And my father looked at me, he goes, what are you, stupid? I go, I didn't know. I didn't know they were in there. And I took them out, and then when I took them out, there were some loose ones in the other pocket. Now, every time I go on a trip, I have to go through every pocket of every bag that I have to make sure there's not something in there.
Didn't you do it before where you had a knife in one? Well?
I've got knives on. But you know what's weird is I have one of those multi-tool things that has a very tiny knife on it, but it's got like, you know, a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And they always take that away from me. I go, what am I going to do with that? The knife is this big. It wouldn't even penetrate anything.
Yeah, but it's good to empty shotgun shells and make it big.
Look, I'm telling you right now, that was dumb. And now it made me. And this is the second time that happened to me. The first time I was staying at we were doing a fill the Mayflower for Thanksgiving, where I lived in a Mayflower truck and you had to come and fill the Mayflower with food. And then I
left. Did you have a kazoo?
No. Dude, I'm telling you, I had to live in the goddamn thing for a week.
Oh.
And then I left from the day before Thanksgiving from that spot to the airport to go on a trip, and I had a gun in my wash kit that I had with me in the Mayflower thing for protection. And I got out of the car and started walking to the airport, and I was like, oh, my God, now I know why idiots bring guns on, because they, to my wash kit, it's a little, little 9mm, you know what I mean? I ordered 380 at the time, and I forgot about it, you know? So
what'd you do it? Did you declare it?
No, I didn't get in the airport. I was in the parking lot.
You just shot it into the air?
Yeah. I said, it's empty.
Empty it out, yeah. And then just hide it so no kids could find it?
Yeah. And then I got it when I came back. Yeah, no, I put it back in my car, obviously, and locked it up. But, man, can you imagine? You know, 100 more steps and I'd have been in jail.
But how about this? So America, the TSA, we didn't catch it going out, and then they catch it coming in. So it's like, you made a mistake, we made a mistake, now they're over. And
it's going to be a whole thing.
It should be, if you both made mistakes and let you go through it, they go, all right, you got one on this one. We'll let you go.
didn't you forget the gun at Disney the one time too?
I didn't forget it, Gio. I put
he
it
He left without it. He forgot.
I put it.
What's the definition of forgetting?
Dude.
I responsibly put it high up on top of the refrigerator so that the kids couldn't get it because they were little. That's and then good. I checked out without it.
Oh.
I didn't forget it. I checked out without it.
You were going strapped into the Magic Kingdom.
And then they said, swarm. Room 402. He's got a gun.
I had to go to the front desk and I had to say, hey, I checked out of the room and I left something in it. And they were like, okay. And I go, I need to get in there. I left my gun in there. And she goes, okay. And then she goes in the back and she comes back out. Then she waits and she came out and I go, okay, I know something's going on. What's going on? And she's like, well, you're not allowed to have a gun on the Disney property. And in order to get it, we have to have a sheriff go get it with you. And I went, okay, understandable.
So dildo gun. It was a dildo gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sheriff came and we walked to the room to get it. And I said, here, it's clear. And I showed him. He goes, yeah, I don't care. And I go, well, what's the big deal? And he said, it's Disney. He's a retired sheriff. He didn't even work. And he goes, it happens all the time. And he said, just for insurance reasons and, you know, protection, they make me go with it. But because now they're aware of it, so it becomes their responsibility. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you got, I mean, part of having that responsibility is being responsible.
Yeah. Like leaving it behind in the hotel room. Very responsible. Speaking of guns, officials are offering a $20,000 reward in the case of a young dolphin that was found shot to death on a Louisiana beach.
Scumbags.
Yeah. Yeah, you're something's wrong with you. For if you're a shooting a dolphin.
Shoot a tuna. You don't shoot a dolphin.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I don't know what would possess you to do that.
You're a scumbag.
Yeah. You're a psychopath. Yeah. You are, yeah. And you're going to eventually move on to humans. Like, if you're killing a dolphin with a gun, if you're shooting a dolphin, you're practicing to become more psychotic.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's wild.
I can't believe it. Who would kill Flipper, man? Flipper was so nice.
I have a hot or not for you guys.
Yes. Is it a dolphin?
It is an interesting hot or not, because this is not really has anything to do with the crime. Nope. It's just an interesting story, and I want you to figure out whether this girl is hot or not.
Yeah, right.
A Minnesota couple started dating after the woman ordered food and asked the Grubhub driver to go out on a date.
What?
Yeah. Don't get excited, Grubhub driver. It's probably not going to happen to you, but, you know, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, come on in. Pay for the pizza. Now they're getting married next year. 25-year-old Hannah Bullerman said, it was unlike me. I still can't believe that I did it, but it was just a visceral feeling in my stomach. He just had kind eyes. So she decided to ask him out, and now they're getting married next year. They've been dating for a couple years. They're from Minnesota. She is 25 years old. Her name is Hannah Bullerman. She's asking out the Grubhub driver, Mike Kelta, hot or not?
No way. He's not hot. She's not hot. They're just two nerds.
Okay. Two nerds, not hot. GL, what do you think?
Grubhub Hannah? No. Not hot.
Grub Hannah?
Yeah.
I feel like they had a very Comic-Con connection.
Oh.
You look like a fat nerd. I'm a fat nerd. You want to do fat nerd stuff together?
Yeah. All right. So that's two not hot. Spanish, where do you sit?
I'm going to go hot.
You say hot?
I like the name Hannah.
Yeah?
Hot, yeah.
Hannahs are usually hot, right?
Yeah.
And crazy.
And crazy.
If she was DoorDash, I'd probably go hot.
But Grubhub,
no way.
By the way, Hannah Gatsby really put a wrench in that. Hannahs are usually hot. Carmen, what do you got?
See, everything about this is telling me it's not hot.
Yep. Minnesota, Grubhub.
Didn't say what you ordered.
Did not say what you ordered.
But the fact that this is a viral news story means that she's hot. Everyone is shocked by this.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting take. All right, so we're split right down the middle. Carmen and Spanish say hot.
Yeah.
Gio and Mike say not hot. Pap, show me Grubhub. She's hot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for this big. Yeah. For the game.
And they're both.
He doesn't have kind eyes.
No. Yeah, he does. Look at that smile.
Damn, look at him.
By the way, let me point out something. Oh. Joe, could you do me a favor?
Oh, boy.
Go to the email that I sent you and read it to me.
Uh-oh.
Read the description.
I hope that's not even them.
Oh, you blew it.
I hope that's a couple from the next story.
Just read what it says.
Scroll down to pick with baseball field and background.
Okay, now can you put that picture back up? Are they playing baseball on ice?
They could. They could. Who knows?
Is that a baseball field?
You know?
Oh, no.
Who knows?
Hey! Oh, she looks hot.
Hey, hot.
Hey, we got both. Yeah. We got both.
He does have kind eyes.
He told you.
Kind eyes, and she's hot.
Yeah. She's very pretty.
In front of the baseball field.
I couldn't tell by the other picture.
You know, I could tell
by
both.
What do I have to do?
Be patient.
It's Joe, I can't save the pictures because they're web file thing, whatever. So I try and give you the most description I possibly can. And I don't want Eagle Eye Cherry over here seeing the pictures whenever you pull them up.
That's part of the issue.
I know, but scroll down to the pic with the baseball field in the background.
I couldn't see it. It's all
right.
Giant glasses.
No, I couldn't see it because I couldn't make it big enough.
Oh,
yeah. I got a solution.
Hillbone TV?
I'm going to put a new monitor in here, and you'll have direct access to that monitor, so you could airdrop the picture to the monitor.
Oh.
But so then I'm taking over Joe's job?
No,
exactly.
I can do it.
No,
it won't
be on Bone TV.
No, you're going to do it in here
on
for us.
TV.
Right. Well, Joe can still put it on Bone TV.
Yeah, you can still screw it up for Bone TV.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
We don't care about that.
Fear not. I'll still screw it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to put another monitor in here. We'll keep it up there, and you can go show me the money and put it up there. And we'll
look. Like Galvin already said, so now he's doing Joe's job.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not Joe's job. Joe's job is to do Bone TV. That's just showing a picture.
Either way, we'll figure it out because we're a good team and we work well together.
Clearly not.
I mean, yeah, we do.
Everybody thinks everything's Joe's team.
Read the simple directions.
Everything thinks what?
Carmen said everything is thinks it's Joe.
I just said what Galvin said. So.
We're a good team. We work well together. No, I do it right, and then he screws it up.
We're all
I literally wrote it out for him.
Right.
Scroll down to the one with the baseball field in the background.
Yeah.
And they don't play baseball on ice.
But in his defense, if he can't,
he can see it right there on that monitor. It's big enough.
But if he can't scroll down on that computer because Gio will see it. No, I know, but he's got to use that one.
Don't blame me. I'm not looking over there.
You are looking over there.
You definitely have. Yeah. You've sandbagged me before.
Numerous times. Numerous times. So you are a sandbagger.
It's my fault that Joe can't do his job correct. That's what we're going with?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying if he can't scroll down to that photo on that big monitor because you sometimes sneak a peek, that's why he had the ice photo. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Do you feel bad about outing him for peeing outside?
Yeah.
That's why you're...
Wow. Today, he has to make up for it. Yeah.
This is the makeup call.
It was an awkward car ride home.
I mean,
Well, the good thing is this is the first time it's happened.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll never happen again.
No, definitely not.
Totally fine. Sour Patch Kids flavored Oreo cookies are coming.
Stop.
If that's something that sounds good to you, they hit store shelves nationwide on May 6th.
But how could they be sour?
The filling is going to be the Sour Patch filling and then the chocolate cookie. I guess chocolate. I don't even know.
girls.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to feel, right?
No.
That well, doesn't feel good.
That's like they have the Sour Patch Kid cereal. That sounds awful. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the sour stuff.
Nah, me either. I used to be when I was a kid when Warheads came out, but now it just hurts my mouth.
You know what I mean? Makes my fillings vibrate.
You're so right, dude.
That can't be good.
It can't be good.
Today is National Telephone Day.
Hey!
Joe, you have your phone with you?
I do.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. I got my iPhone 8 with the home button still.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, rocking.
You said the other day, you were like, I guess I have to get a new phone.
I do. Because every time, you know how you have to do the updates in the App Store?
It just doesn't update anymore.
Well, they do, but every time I update, even if it's just two apps that update, I have to turn it off and wait 15 minutes to turn it back on to do the reset, or else I don't get phone calls, I can't text. Mm. Yeah.
I just thought, are you going to the meeting today?
The luncheon, I wasn't because it's take your kid to work day.
That's what the meeting's for.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not the only reason.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be geared
that. That's what it is.
Where they have it set up for kids and stuff. So it's not like there's going to be anything important, you know, but you can get some food.
Why? What do you got?
I was deciding whether or not I was going to go.
I could be your kid for today.
What's the food?
That I don't know. JoJo would know.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. I hope not Sour Patch Kids.
Probably some sort of either Italian or Mexican. Yeah.
That's all I know is whatever they're doing for dessert, it's going to be amazing because they've been stepping up their cake game hardcore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm. You didn't eat the cake last time?
I never ate cake.
Oh.
Come on, guys.
Dessert at a work luncheon.
Yes.
What, normal people?
No, it's a bad look.
Stop it.
It's a bad
look. Hello? You're live on the air.
Uh-oh.
We have a very important question.
Okay.
What will the food be today for the luncheon?
Cake pasta.
Told you.
What is that?
Mexican pasta.
Are you saying pasta or pasta?
Que pasta.
Que pasta. So it's Mexican food.
Not que pasta.
Pasta.
No, sorry, like, not today.
Like,
but yes, Mexican food today.
Yeah. Ask her what's dessert.
Nobody wants a dessert at a lunch meeting.
Yeah, they do.
Flan.
Oh.
Flan. I have like cookies and cupcakes and stuff.
Garbage.
Hey, JoJo, I don't know if she can hear me. If you can let them know, I just looked at K-Pasa's menu, but I can't because it's blocked by CMG. Apparently, they have something crazy on there that I'm not allowed to see.
You know why you order tacos during work hours?
Unbelievable.
I guess not. Can you say hi to everybody? Okay.
She said no? She just denied us?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, beautiful.
Is it weird that you asked to get a little peek the other day?
What?
Oh, my God.
What? You know.
Oh, no, don't say it in front of the kid.
Oh, sorry.
I told him,
it wasn't the kid. It was JoJo.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Made him sound like he's on the Dr. Phil.
I was FaceTiming you, and I said, would it kill you to show, you know.
A little nip slip.
Yeah. And your response was, you don't want to see this. And I thought, you ladies really think that? Because the answer is yes, we always want to see it.
Really, like for all of them?
Even my wife, who I've been married to for 22 years, if I'm on FaceTime with her and she just went boop, I'd be like, whoo, hoo, 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 it would make my day.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we were married, that would
be. No, a non-married nipple is 100 times better than a married nipple.
Well, no, I mean, I can't. You're married.
Yeah.
I can't show you something.
No, I didn't really expect you to do it, but if you did do it, it's way more exciting.
Yeah, que pasas.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't like JoJo with morals.
I'm not showing.
Bring your kid to work.
Yeah. You tell her, Everly.
This is what happens at work.
Oh, what are you, crazy?
Yeah. Why are you in the morning?
Can you say nip slip?
Yeah.
Show him. I love it.
Oh, Jesus. Hey. Are you coming today?
Yeah, I am now.
Okay.
I got the kid on my side.
You definitely do, I guess.
All right, que pasa.
Yeah. All right, que pasa. Oh my God!
This kid's wonderful.
How do you tell the kid no?
Yeah.
Listen, if you need somebody to read a new mean tweet, apparently Shola.
Oh, I threatened my daughter with that last night, and she did not flinch. I said, "Hey, will you?" I go, "Remember when I took you to meet Benson Boone, and you got to hang out and I had to stand there for an hour and a half at a stupid concert. And she goes, yeah. I go, will you do mean tweets for me? She goes, no. I go, fine. I'm going to have Everly do it. She goes, that's actually a good idea.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll see you in K-Pasa later.
Hey, tell JoJo there's only one way to stop her from chanting that.
Hey, yeah, Galvin said there's only one way to stop her from chanting that.
Show him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everly.
I'll check my text.
Show him.
Show him. Show him. Show him.
She's dancing.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Bye. That kid's great.
That was the very first thing I did when I put up security cameras. I told my wife, I go, you know, I can see it on my phone. You got to flash a little something.
Yeah, yeah.
She did.
Oh,
she
really?
Did?
Oh,
of course she did. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to text her.
Well, she's on your security camera. Right. JoJo, I know you're listening. I'll check my text or whatever. Speaking of, I was going to say something bad, but I won't. That's because she's not. Billie Eilish calls masturbation, quote, an enormous, enormous part of my life.
Yeah.
And a huge, huge help for me.
Oh,
she adds that, quote, I should have a PhD in masturbation.
Wow.
She says that she regularly masturbates in front of a mirror, saying, quote, partly because it's hot. But it also makes me have such a raw, deep connection to myself and my body. And I have a love for my body that I have not really ever had. Yeah, good for you, Billie Eilish.
I like it.
She got some airbags on her, man.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the worst picture ever. Her face.
That's always her face, though, right? Isn't that like her thing? She always just looks miserable.
Yeah, but not when she's doing an O face.
There is a video of her where she falls down into her bed.
Yep, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Her boobs move for the next 3 minutes, and she just looks this is what I have to deal with. But yeah, good grief. I got to tell you, when she first came out, I was like, what is this weirdo looking?
Yeah.
But she's as she's aged, she looks much better.
Oh, I still think she's kind of weird looking.
Yeah,
but,
she's weird looking, but maybe we're just more used to it, I guess.
Did you see the other quote that she had yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did.
About the, which I don't know how you want to say that.
I'm just going to read what she said. She said that she likes a big, she wants a.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
She wanted to have a vagina in her face, mm-hmm. is what she said. Mm-hmm. And to which I wrote ditto on her.
Well,
on
and her. She's referring to her song called.
Yeah, her song.
Lunch.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
K-Pasa.
Yeah, I don't know if they're serving that today. Mm-hmm. You have to bring your kid to work day.
Oh, that's right.
I got something going on right now on my phone line. My daughter is listening on her way to school and texting me that she wants to go to bring your kid to work day.
Yeah, to get out of school.
Get out of school.
Yeah.
She's no dummy.
No, she is no dummy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go take her out of school. My wife would be so mad if I do that.
Richard Simmons does not want Pauly Shore to do a movie about him.
Aww.
Ah, that's so great. He says, quote, I'm in talks with a major studio to create my own biopic with some help. Wait for this movie. Don't have Pauly Shore do this.
Not
movie.
You.
Yeah.
It didn't. I saw the clip of Pauly Shore. It did not look great.
It looked like he put it together on a late night show. Like it was a sketch.
SNL.
Like he was on with Jimmy Fallon and they did, hey, Pauly Shore is going to play.
Yeah.
It looked
like Pauly Shore. It looked in the mirror one day and was like, ugh, I look like Richard Simmons.
Right.
And then he was like, let me capitalize.
Because he's way too old for it.
And he's trying to be all serious and he's not great at that.
No.
It was bad.
You know who's going to play Richard Simmons in the movie? Kate McKinnon.
Oh.
And she'll be great at it.
Probably. Or just have Daniel Radcliffe. He already played Weird Al. It's the same wig.
I love that movie. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, it's not.
I thought it was just nice creative thing.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm sorry. I love Pauly Shore, but that is, you're not a serious actor, dude.
He looks like they shaved down an orangutan and put a sparkly tank top on him. That's weird.
If you're hosting SNL, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
great.
Be hilarious. Yeah, that would go viral.
Right.
Yeah. Owen Wilson reportedly turned down $12 million to star in a movie about O.J. Simpson, about the trial. He says he turned it down because it suggested that O.J. was innocent.
Yeah.
O.J.'s innocent. O.J.'s innocent. Give me $12 million. I'll keep saying
that's what I'm
screaming
saying.
From the rooftop.
But you got to think of the repercussions on your career.
Yeah.
And what year it was that Owen Wilson got that. You know what I mean? If he's not feeling super confident.
After that,
plus he's already super rich,
right? He's got plenty of money and he's doing all kinds of stuff. So.
And plus, if OJ comes out one day, and OJ would likely be doing, I killed them both. You know, now you're like,
not gonna happen now. He's dead.
K-Pasa, you say?
K-Pasa.
Colt Ford Which you picked up on the...
took an emergency pick.
Died twice after suffering a heart attack earlier this month.
Double points.
He said, quote, the Lord had more for me to do.
Yeah.
More country rap.
Yeah, baby.
I have to make more music and hopefully some more differences to make in people's lives.
You know why he had a heart attack? Because he saw how much money Jelly Roll made last
year. Yeah.
God damn it.
Speaking of making money, Caitlin Clark's historic shoe deal isn't historic enough for Dave Portnoy. The Barstool Sports founder claimed that the Indiana Fever's number one pick overall is getting screwed with her 8-year, $28 million deal with Nike that includes a signature shoe. He says if people want to complain about Caitlin Clark getting screwed, complain about this. 8-year, $28 million is stealing, Portnoy posted on his Twitter. 8 years, $80 million minimum is her worth, and that's probably too cheap. I hope she got an early opt out if they don't pay up when she blows through this deal.
Yeah, but so this is my question though: is she's hot right now?
Yeah, yeah.
So in eight years, like
who knows?
Right. You know what I mean?
She could be huge. She could be even bigger. She could be nobody.
In what capacity will she be bigger?
What is
the chance for her to be bigger at what?
If she goes into the WNBA, this is all if, and I'm saying this is probably not going to happen, but if she goes into the WNBA, WNBA gets that kick that they need, they turn around, they become huge. Yeah. NBA was down until Jordan got in there. When Jordan came in and Jordan brought NBA to where it is.
How dare you compare the two?
But I'm saying
it takes one person to really
do it. It has a star, and I'm not comparing them. God. Although, listen, she's great.
She's great.
College women sports. She's did the best, whatever. So in the WNBA, if she does something, more likely 8 years from now, we go, she's a question on Jeopardy that nobody gets.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
They said right now she has the,
standby deal.
Oh,
yeah, speaking of money.
Here we go, Bone Fam. The Bone Bonus. Sponsored by Farrah & Farrah, Tampa's accident attorneys. FarrahandFarrah.com. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is...
fortune. This hour's keyword is fortune. Head over to the 1025
Avril Bone. Gallen's favorite comedian, Fortune Feemster.
That's right. I write all of them. Head over to the Bone app now. Enter Fortune before 15 minutes past the top of the hour, and the $1,000 Bone Bonus could be yours. Good luck.
Fortune.
Yes. That's it. Get it in there. What were you saying, Gio?
I was saying she's got one of the highest selling jerseys in all of sports.
Yeah.
They said that she outsold the entire Dallas Cowboys roster for an entire year.
People like to be...
trends. Yeah.
What did you say?
Trends.
People like to be trendy.
Because his name that played for Jacksonville for a hot minute?
Tebow.
The quarterback. Yeah, Tebow. Tebow was the highest selling all of his stuff. Where's Tebow? Yeah.
I also read a very interesting article about people who are buying the jerseys. They said if you look at the amount of jerseys in circulation as opposed to how many were bought, it's a staggering difference. So who's actually buying the jerseys?
Well, the jerseys haven't been shipped out.
Yeah, yet.
Remember, we did that story. They're on back order.
No, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, so they're on back order. But so I mean, that may be the case. Or they may just be hyping it up. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
for a WNBA player now, nobody's ever done that. Like, it's not even close.
Spanish. You know? Can I say something?
Yeah.
You look extra handsome today.
Oh, man.
It's the second time I said that today.
What's happening?
Jesus. Like an hour ago, you said ashtray mustache.
Right, but it was horrible. Yeah. But you're taking that as an insult.
He has his glasses on now.
How about this? Let me change ashtray to salt and pepper. That better?
Okay, yeah.
But ashtray looks more like ashtray. Yeah, it looks like it's got a little black ash in there.
I will say, thanks to your guys' abuse, I've cut down on cigarette smoking quite a bit. So thank you.
You shouldn't do that.
It's almost over. Yeah.
It's not only gross, but it's obviously bad for you.
Yeah,
there's
no
redeeming qualities to cigarettes.
Yeah. I agree, but I appreciate all of your help. And thank you.
Can I tell you something? I don't want to make you feel bad.
You won't.
It might make you feel bad. It's not an insult. You still look handsome. Mm-hmm. Mariah put up a picture yesterday.
Okay.
I look so goddamn hot.
She is hot.
I almost wanted to write her and go, you should give Spanish another chance.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all right.
You should. You don't want to do that, or you do?
I mean, I still have feelings. I still have a lot of feelings for her, but she.
I feel like you guys would have been a good couple.
We were.
It was just a bad time in your life. But I feel like you leveled out a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe you should get another chance.
Yeah, but that's up to her. I'm not going to force
her. She's so hot that I want you to go out with her.
Yeah. I do think she's hot, but I really enjoyed her company more than anything. She's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Back to Astra.
Just yep. saying, I'm on your side today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah,
the show
you.
Literally started with, I hate your stupid face because you're dumb tan.
I
and now
said,
you're handsome.
I was saying you look good today. I said you look
thank
handsome
you.
Today.
Thank
is what
you very
I said.
Much. I appreciate that.
You
yeah.
look like a man today.
Yes. Thank
dark
you
color
much.
Shirt, dark hair, perfect length hair.
Yeah. Well, I got a fade.
You got a fade. Yeah. You got a tan, and then you have your salt and pepper mustache. I like it. You're the guy that I would go, hey, I got a friend I want to hook you up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to tell her to give me a second chance, I wouldn't stop you.
Dear Mariah.
Oh, don't do this to me.
Oh, I was trying to help you.
No, I know. I just still like her a lot. So
I think you should get a second chance.
Yeah.
You're not drinking.
That. Nah, yeah.
You're not doing
he was
anything.
Just
you're not,
drink day drinking.
Yeah,
yesterday.
But he's not like party. He's not party guy. He's yeah. not out. You know, he's not out doing
yeah,
dumb
a couple
stuff.
Drinks on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, yeah. And all that. And celebrating 420. Right?
Yeah, before right. you know it, you'll be walking home for 5 miles, peeing on the whole way home, just peeing everywhere.
Not like he was in, you know, approached by law enforcement yeah. for banging the windows.
Joe, you're like the P. Banksy of St. Petersburg.
Well, yeah.
Do you see a little wet spot? You know that Banksy Joe me. Is there.
Yep. So do you now finally admit it, Joe?
No, definitely.
Still not?
Okay. Where's the video from the doorbell?
There's no video from the Ring doorbell. The wow. battery ran out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my dog ate it.
Who doesn't hardwire their Ring doorbell?
Me.
You clearly.
Of course, no video again.
Oh. Technically, so
no
that
video
guy,
again, JD.
Remember that guy said technically because since you gave him the phone that you are? Technically, I gave him the Ring doorbell.
That's true.
Yeah. As a gift.
That's right.
You gave him the doorbell. I gave him the video in which the phone the phone in which the video can be played.
Did you I thought you saw the video.
No.
Oh.
I also gave him the dog in which he has to open the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that mm-hmm. which is the most hilarious thing.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are baffled by the fact that you changed the dog's name to Mr. Jenkins.
Yeah, Leroy Jenkins.
What was right. it?
Jackson.
Yeah. Jackson.
So the dog is not that confused. No. Dog's like, I think the old lady was just saying it wrong. Now it's Spanish and Joe, my mom's dog when yeah. she passed away. Yeah. You saved the dog's
dog.
Life.
Yeah.
That dog was going to be, I was going to have to give it away.
Yeah.
It's somewhere. A great dog.
It is a great dog.
I got to tell you, I was going to make a joke about putting it in the lake for the alligator, but I didn't want to upset Galvin. I would
you
never
love,
do
you
that.
You love dogs.
I would, yeah. no, I would never do it to any animal.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear something so funny? In my backyard, in the jungle of love in the back, yesterday I walk the two dogs. Keep in mind, I'm putting a Alaskan poo. What is that thing called? A Husk-a-poo.
Husk-a-poo, yeah.
A Husk-a-poo and a golden doodle. I'm walking them outside where there is a 100-pound tortoise in my backyard, an alligator and over on the side. So my wife takes the dogs out. The alligator is sunning itself, so it's on the land right there. There is a rabbit eating grass in the middle of the thing. The rabbit lives back there, and the rabbit don't give two Fs that there's the dogs out there. The dogs went out there. Saw the rabbit, froze because they were scared of the rabbit. Then the rabbit made a motion to scare the dogs. The dogs moved, scared the gator. Gator went in the water. Everybody left. Rabbit stayed there, still in the grass.
Yeah.
Rabbit above all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that rabbit's my new favorite pet, Alba.
Yeah.
Oh. It does not give a crap about the alligator. Does not give a crap about the dogs. Mm-hmm. It just is like, I got grass to eat.
You're going to go out there one day, and that rabbit's just going to be sitting on Ralphie's back.
300-pound rabbit ate all the grass in my backyard.
Yeah. I'm getting closer to petting a rabbit on the trail.
Really?
Yeah.
I get close to him.
I hope you
bring some leafy greens?
I know. I keep on forgetting. I've brought some. I brought some berries and some stuff to Steve, the tortoise that's out there, the gopher tortoise that
name.
I named. Yeah, yeah, because he's the same one that I see. He has like a hole there that he goes into and kind of backs in.
Did he eat the berries?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I had some sliced apples and some berries and stuff. Then I'll see some other ones. And I go, that's not Steve.
No.
This is Steve over here. Yeah. But then I see rabbits and I get close, and they just sit there, and I'm like, I'm gonna pet you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pet you sooner or later.
I watch that guy go lift boards and grab the snakes and the lizards and all that stuff, and one of those snapping turtles got him really good right on the arm.
Ooh.
And he'll hold his arm out with the thing still on it. He'll be like, look at that, that's killing me right there.
Yeah. Finally in news, we kind of touched on this just recently. If you want to keep that youthful glow, or at least not look really old just yet, here's some things you don't want to do. 8 bad habits that make us age faster.
Do you know they were showing on the TV right as we were talking about not getting Botox and stuff?
Hmm.
They were showing women on TV. They were doing a story about it and where you get the needles in the face. and they blacked out the needle. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
I guess it's probably hard for some people to watch. But all they did was stick it like in the temple or in the forehead, and they blacked out the needle.
It's weird because they'll show dead bodies.
Right. That's what I thought. It was just kind of a weird thing to black out. But anyway, I'm sorry.
So here's some of the things you don't want to do. These are things that'll make you age faster.
I know. Number one, smoking.
Smoking. Yeah. More and more studies show that vaping is bad for your skin as well, Joe. Oh, vaping, okay. bad.
Joe's got beautiful skin.
I do. Yeah. Thank you.
What?
Don't look at me. No. I'm hideous. So smoking really bad. Vaping really bad for your skin. You don't want to do that. Too much sun. You don't want to get too much sun.
Yeah.
Nice little sun kiss. Nice. Yeah. Good. Stock up on that sunscreen.
Like the way Spanish looks today.
Yeah. In fact, whenever I go get my spray tan, I go, give me the Spanish. A bad diet, processed food and stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat can make your skin age faster.
Oh, no.
See, that's why my skin is, I'm fat, but I have nice skin.
You do have nice skin.
Any of that. No. It's very supple, Michael.
Yeah. Great word.
Sometimes ripe.
Yeah. How about this? So, bad diet. Not exercising, we lose muscle and bone density as we age. It happens faster if you don't work out.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So they say you should work out.
Back in the gym, baby.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, no.
Too much booze.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. They can damage your cells and accelerate your aging process.
But if you're all booze and your insides are glass.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No seeds for purchase.
Yeah. Right.
I would love to find out that Joe's actually like 35.
Spanish,
I love to find out Joe's 95.
Spanish, I think you learned this one. Chronic stress. Long-term stress limits your body's ability to repair itself. So if you're always stressed, you don't get that break where it can repair itself. You're just,
And have an autoimmune flare-up.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any stress. I'm pretty stress free.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't stress about it.
I thought you were just stressed because you're not sitting in first class.
Well, those minor stressful
first world stresses.
that only stresses me when I think about it. It doesn't ruin my day.
You're like, I'm having a real tough time, guys.
I would love to live in a van, a little tiny thing, and this and that. I'm not in first class. I could totally make it in the woods. Kerplunk, fall down.
Somebody, you're out of my list.
What is the list?
You'll find out the hard way.
What is the list? People that lie to you?
No, I just talked to the tortoise. Well, Steve, he doesn't like you anymore.
He loves me. Bad sleep. You'll look younger, longer, if you make sure you're well rested.
If that was true, I'd look 14. I sleep.
Not brushing your teeth. There might be a link between gingivitis and heart disease. Might be. But also, it's also just not a very youthful look to have your teeth rotting out of your face.
That's true.
So, you want to make sure you take care of your teeth. There is obviously a lot to do with your teeth, your heart, and your brain. There's connection there as well. Finally, part of this, so that was the poll. But this, when you brush your teeth, do you use cold water or hot water?
Hot.
Always use
hot
cold.
Water.
You do?
Cold.
Always use cold water.
No, I use hot water.
Carmen, cold?
Cold water. Yeah.
I use cold.
Hot, because the other faucet makes too much noise in the morning.
Not my choice.
Yep, not my choice.
The lack
of
options.
Drinking out of the radiator?
A poll found, this blew my mind, because Spanish said it, and well, he said it because, the thing, whatever. 37% of Americans brush their teeth with hot water.
I never thought of that.
Chad does.
It's very soothing.
Oh. It's not. It seemed to me it would be like.
No. It's not like. It's not hot when you put your toothbrush in your mouth, but then when you go to rinse, it's very, very soothing.
So it's weird to me because a lot of times I'll take a shower later on at night, and so in the morning I'll just wet my hair, you know what I mean, because it's clean, but I'll be brushing my teeth, doing that stuff, and I'm back and forth. I'm like a DJ. I'm like cold water, hot water. It's a cold water splash on the face, cold water, brush my teeth. Then sometimes I put the hot water on to, use for my hair, and then I rinse my mouth with the hot water, and ruins my whole day. I hate it.
If I go to the luncheon, do I have to wear sleeves?
No.
Nah.
No.
Come on.
I mean, there's going to be kids there.
So what? I'm wearing pants.
Right. I'm just saying like that.
She's saying no. Right. Like it's super casual. Kids are going to be there. It's not going to be a bunch of suits and,
Well, the way you said it, I thought you were going to be like, I was trying to flex for the kids.
No.
I want a steak tonight.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
They just showed a commercial for steaks. I'm going to Prime Butcher today.
Well, I haven't had a steak in a while.
I'm coming at you, Pepe. I'm coming at you.
Pepe.
Still doing good on the diet?
Yeah, I haven't. I did steal a McNugget. Did I tell you that?
No. It was just the pizza.
Just one.
You broke one
McNugget.
Yeah, but still,
it wasn't even a McNugget. It was a Wendy Nugget.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. No.
Slippery slope.
I pulled it right back together.
One turns into 20.
You know how hard it is when in the afternoon when you're starving because you're like between lunch and dinner and your daughter makes you go to Wendy's and then not only do you have to be in the car, but you have to pass it back to her. Mm. And then I don't, she's not at the age where she can get kids nuggets. That's like three.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to get a super big one. So I just get her the 10 nuggets, which she never eats. So I figured she wouldn't miss one. And on the pass back, I took one nugget.
You know, they have like McDonald's has like the Mighty Kids meal. I don't know what Wendy's is called, but it's like the step up from the Happy Meal. Before the adult meal. So it's like six nuggets.
Oh, yeah, we were not there. Mm.
Don't ruin it. He likes taking one.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Cheese tax. I will not cheat with K-pop
again.
Oh. What? No, so you're gonna go lunch in? No lunch? You're just going to
the lunch, but I'll just eat. I'm sure there'll be a salad option.
No lunch, no sleeves.
Mm-hmm. No lunch, no sleeves.
No service.
Oh man, that's a Kenny Chesney song.
Yeah.
Wow. Who else is going? Anybody else going?
I will go if you want. I mean, if he wants
to
come.
I don't necessarily want you to go.
He wants to go as your kid.
I do.
I'm taking a kid. I've already got a kid.
I actually have a date today.
Today?
Yeah.
Day date.
Coffee and pastries. This is a girl I met on Hinge.
Yeah. A new one.
Man, I want to be on Hinge.
Yeah, Hinge is pretty awesome.
I don't really want to meet new girls. I don't want to like have sex. I just want the excitement of meeting new people.
Well, I'm not having sex right now, so.
Whoa.
If she said, let's bang, you would say no.
I would say no, yeah. You would say no? Yeah, I don't want to have sex right now.
She's not hot?
Why not? What are you saving it for?
I'm not really saving it for anything. I'm just not mentally at a place where I could start banging.
He gets too attached when he starts having sex.
He's saving it for Joe.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, I believe Carmen. I do, but we would get too attached.
No, if you want me to be honest, it's because like I said earlier, I still have a herpes. Lot of feelings for Mariah. No herpes? No. I'm dating. I've met some new people that I've become friends. So, yeah.
Okay. What about Carmen?
What about Carmen? She's a good friend of mine.
I was going to say, are you guys still hanging out? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you meant you. I was like, you're not having sex.
No.
Oh, the other girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on? That's not working out.
No, I mean, like I said, we still talk every day, and she's super cool.
Friend zone. Oh, yeah. You put her in the friend zone, or she put you in the friend zone?
Mutual
friend zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're probably going to end up hanging out this weekend, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Sex.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. No sex.
Why are you even hanging out?
If there's no sex and there's no thought of sex, then friend zone.
Yeah. Well, we are friends. I mean, I enjoy her conversation.
No sex, no drugs, or no rock and roll.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you imagine enjoying talking to a girl?
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you?
Over coffee, no less.
Coffee and pastries.
In the daytime.
Here's a Danish for you.
Yeah.
So, did you see the Montclair report? What is it?
The Monroe Institute.
Yeah.
She's actually reading the same book I'm reading right now. You asked.
I didn't ask if she was reading the same book as you.
Yeah, you asked about the date. It's a daytime date.
What book you're reading?
It's called The Alchemist.
Did you finish your night book?
Yeah.
Your rusty armor?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is The Alchemist about?
I haven't finished it yet.
This guy loves metal.
Right? No, it's a story about a kid who is going on an adventure to find a treasure.
So, is that treasure sex?
It is not sex.
Oh, sorry.
It is not sex.
Are you watching Goonies? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
They find a treasure at the end.
No. It's like one of those books where the treasure was always like, if I'm guessing the ending. Yeah. Yeah, Steve Gibb actually, the reason why he was asking me about doing ayahuasca is because he saw I was reading this book and he was like, great book. I read it twice. Have you ever done ayahuasca?
No,
not yet.
But didn't he say he was like 20 years sober or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Hollywood's over. He could still do ayahuasca.
Yeah.
An Andalusian shepherd boy named Santiago dreams of a treasure where in the ruined church, he consults a gypsy fortune teller about the meaning of a reoccurring dream.
Oh.
You might like it.
Can I be the gypsy?
The woman interprets it as a prophecy.
I see it as a prophecy.
Telling the boy that he will discover a treasure.
You will discover a treasure.
What?
At the Egyptian pyramids.
At the Egyptian pyramids.
Yeah. That's gypsy language.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. There's more, but...
who cares?
You must go to Egypt, though.
I don't know what's more boring, this book or talking to a girl.
Talking to a girl about the book. That's the worst part.
Having the same croissant.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Chocolate croissant.
Half for very you, excited. Half for me.
Yeah, a little biscotti, pistachio biscotti.
Oh,
yes, good luck.
Really looking forward to it. Thank you. I appreciate it. She's super nice.
Yeah, I meant that seriously, too.
Yeah. I took it serious.
You got a picture of her?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see what it looks like.
Her name is Meg.
Oh.
Meg.
Family Guy?
Do you know we used to have a friend, a girl that worked with us named Meg, and her head looked like it was square. And we used to call her Meg Squarehead.
Oh, that's
And I don't good. Think I'll ever meet a Meg in my life without going Meg Squarehead.
Why did you not call her Square Megs?
Yeah, I don't think it was out yet at the time, yeah.
Square Pegs was out in like the 80s.
Early. We weren't cool. Neither were they.
Right, I want to see Meg. I'll send it to the
gang. Oh, you're sending it to the girl? Oh, we should have drew her first.
Oh, let me see that biscotti.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
come on, Meg.
Oh, we're not doing that?
No, we're not doing that. Hold on. All right, sending.
All right.
All right, waiting.
Hot or not?
She's cute.
I say not hot.
Not hot?
Not hot.
I say she's like a 6.
Oh, I was right.
Yeah, I was going to go like 5.
You accidentally sent a guy who is...
Man, this is a lesbian.
Yeah, you sent a guy picture.
No wonder why you're not having sex with her. She's gay.
What the?
It is shocking how judgmental you guys are.
But I mean, that's Elliot shocking. Page.
I mean, she has short hair. Yeah.
That's Noon Pastries right there.
That's the puppet that Charlie McCarthy used to hold.
Oh, my God. You guys, these people are human.
That's not an insult.
It is.
Is that an insult? Give her glasses. She's not the Charlie McCarthy dummy. What's that, Carmen?
You just said she looked like a puppet.
Yeah, that's like, hey, she's got youthful puppet face.
Yeah.
You guys are jerks.
Youthful puppet face. Yeah. So,
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I forget that other people listen.
Yeah. I'm sure she's the
Listen, can I be serious?
Yeah.
She does resemble the puppet if she had the glasses. No.
You keep saying
I have to see her, and now this is going to be in
but
my
let
head.
Let me just say, I don't see that as an insult because... She's got youthful faces, what I'm saying. The puppet looked like a kid with rosy cheeks.
Right, rosy
cheeks.
Yeah.
She also looked like she'd be a great Robin for Batman and Robin.
Yes.
Right?
That is true.
All right.
She looks like we have a Jordan's costume. Gordon Joseph Levitt.
What'd you say?
She looks like Gordon Joseph Levitt
is the best name ever. Oh, my God.
Hang on a second.
She should totally be Harry Potter for Halloween.
Dude.
Right?
No, we got to be Batman and Robin now. If we could do a couple,
she
could
also be Meg Squarehead.
Yeah,
she's got a little bit of a square.
She's a sweetheart.
There, I just sent something to the gang.
What if she falls in love with you?
Well, that does happen.
Yeah, but then you have to be like Meg Squarehead. I'm not doing this for love. I just want to talk about books.
I mean,
I'll show you what this is. What came to mind for me right away?
Oh. That's way different.
Oh, that's what I thought.
All right, but can I show you what came to mind?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I
can't help what came to mind.
Hey,
that's what happened.
I don't judge.
All right, my turn. You ready?
Yeah.
And tell me I'm not
Send
right.
Send it.
I will.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 100%
you're dead on.
Carmen, am I right?
Wait, what'd you say?
Go you're look at my picture.
Missing a monocle.
Oh my God.
Am I right? Can I put these on Instagram?
Oh, no.
I mean,
no.
Can I say this, though? Yeah. Meg, if you're listening, you're an attractive girl.
Yeah.
I don't mean like an insult. You just remind us of other
things. Right,
that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. Yeah. I don't, but I want to clear that up. I'm not making fun of you. You just look like other things.
Yeah.
She got to imagine that a girl, how old is she, 20s?
Yeah, I think she's in her late 20s.
Okay, or a girl in her late 20s with short hair is going to get a lot of Elliot Page reference.
Probably.
So this is not we're not the first people to
say. And we're not, I'm not getting married to her. We're just going on our first date today.
Well,
that should be interesting.
If you were dating her, then this would be great because it would be all about you. We're just making fun of her. Yeah.
Question.
And then I'm,
does she maybe think you're a lady?
I don't think so.
With the beads and the
tiny
frame.
Yeah,
and
what are your pictures that you have posted?
Who did the side by
you've
side?
You've seen it all from Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
That side by side.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're all from Instagram, Harmon. And then I have another date on Saturday with another girl.
Oh, so I see her. Yeah.
I showed you her the other day.
Yeah, see it again. This is more fun now. We're in the mode now. Yeah.
Now we're in the mode.
Well, enjoy your Danish.
I will enjoy my Danish.
Is she Danish?
Oh.
Enjoy your Danish. Enjoy your biscotti.
I will enjoy my biscotti.
All right, now we're talking. Let me see this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. I can't see the face.
Yeah, that's questionable.
That's
she looks too
is
much
it
like
questionable, the, Jill? Coming
she looks
from
too
you?
Much like Stacy that used to work here.
I'm telling you right now. She goes, "Come on, bro, let's get a shot."
Yeah.
Why
sure.
is she hiding her face with the big glasses and the hat?
Yeah.
Because she's outside
at the beach.
I feel like she gets drunk.
You guys
go.
Are so mean.
I feel like she's drunk. When she's drunk, she's like, "Come on, Spanish.
Yeah,
you're Spanish. You should know Spanish." Like she can't stop saying your name.
No, that's not how
she spits.
You don't know her. You never been. Have you been around her when she was drunk at the beach?
Yeah. When she was drunk, but not at the beach. Yeah.
She says, "Bro, I got ice cream."
Like I bet she farts.
Oh. Everybody farts.
Everybody
but I mean,
farts.
You know, yeah. But she pronounces it.
Nah, she celebrates it.
She doesn't. Oh. Yeah.
She looks.
She holds her head down.
Oh, the second picture looks different.
Yeah, it's
second picture looks like she farts less.
Yeah, looks different, not better. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, she's not a bad looking. She's not bad looking. Nah. She's cute.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she farts for sure.
She licks her leg when she does it.
Yeah. She farts and it smells. So. It smells like Middle Eastern food.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Would you pull her finger?
Yeah, of course I would. Come on. You know
Spanish,
me.
Spanish, pull my finger.
She doesn't call me Spanish.
You know I rip them. You know, yeah, only when she's drunk. Only when she's drunk.
She farts, yells deal breaker, and then pushes you into the bushes.
I feel like she calls you Anthony, and then when she gets drunk and you're at the beach around a bar, she's like, "This is Spanish. I don't even listen. I don't even know what that means. It's Spanish." Yeah.
She called me Tony, actually.
Tony?
Yes.
Tony.
Stop
That's
it.
That's great.
You're not a Tony.
All right.
You. The only reason she's calling you Tony is you introduced yourself as Tony.
You. That is the most absurd thing you've ever said.
You probably don't even read the Monroe Report.
Yeah.
It's the Monroe Institute.
If my name is Michael,
right,
and I met a girl and she's like, "Hello, Mickey D," I go, "No, that's not going to happen."
But my family calls me Tony.
They do?
They do.
So she met your family?
No, but she called me Tony and I was like, "My name's Anthony, but
who
if you want to call me Tony."
Tony?
She does.
No, in your family? Like your mom and dad?
No, like cousins and my grandparents.
I don't like it.
I didn't ask.
My family all calls me one thing.
Mike.
Michael.
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 Even I...
My name's Michael.
I'm cousin
Michael. I'm going to call you Buttercup.
Yeah.
Like, please don't.
Everybody calls me Michael.
Yeah. Or Mike.
Mostly it's Michael.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like calling you Michael.
Your wife calls you Mike.
Mike, yeah.
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 I feel uncomfortable calling you Michael.
I love calling you Michael.
I always say Michael. Like when people be like introduce themselves, I say Michael.
I love saying hello, Michael.
It's weird now. I've said it too many times out loud. Now it doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, let's stop talking about it.
Okay,
Michael. Any more girls? This is fun.
No, that's it.
If there was a fire and both those girls were in there,
you know
which
one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's one. Straight?
Yeah. Elliot's getting out on his own.
Of course.
I don't need your help, bro.
Elliot's getting out on his own. Jordan Ghost of Levin. You can't date that girl. You'd be two Robins.
Bro.
You'd be two Robins. There's no way.
That hurt my stomach.
What are the odds they're listening?
I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Oh, come on. Listen, you cut your hair short like that, you know
what. Yeah.
You know, get out of here. You
plus, know what? Dude, oh, God damn.
What, you, seriously, though, what year is their Subaru?
come on. I feel like you're in a position where you're balanced that you can't deny people. Like if a girl wants to swipe on you, you're like, I have to swipe back.
That was the rule, the Knight's Armor. I cannot say no to a damsel.
I love the accent. I cannot say no.
We have matched.
No, actually, it's much easier for me to say no now. Oh, it's the opposite.
Then why did you say yes?
Because I enjoy talking to her. Like genuinely, I enjoy the things that we talk about.
How does the hinge work? Do they match you, or it's you both match each other, or how does it work?
So you leave a comment on girl because it's like Facebook, so they'll post photos.
Did
or
you
like
leave
prompts.
A comment? Yo, what's up? You ever see the Charlie McCarthy dog?
Do you have a string in the middle of your back?
No. I forget what I did. Some of them I'll just put like a heart, like a heart emoji.
Oh,
and then
move.
if they yeah. Yeah. But I have a
so strong you love them
emojis.
Already.
No, it's like a photo. I think she had like a photo with the thing.
Uh-huh. So they see your
that's not who I am.
They see your comment
up.
And then reach out to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hi, I saw you hearted me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that?
Yeah. And then
I was wondering if you'd like to share a pastry.
Pastry. I love coffee and pastries. I love this place, Cassis Downtown. It's so good.
I would just write under their picture, I'd say, stop contacting me. And then they would be like, I didn't even contact you. They'd be like, oh, there was somebody else. Sorry. Yeah.
Stop contacting me.
You got to settle down.
I thought you were Brian.
All right, we got to take a break. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 with the phone numbers. If you want to match with Spanish on Hinge,
yeah.
Please do that.
I'm happy for you. I think it's going to be great.
Enjoy your role.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I want to be on Hinge so bad. I don't even want to hook up. I just want to play.
Yeah. That's basically what I'm doing.
I just want to. No, but I mean, like, I'm not like, oh, I want to get girls. I just want to see how it would go.
I don't want to get girls.
Cheater.
What?
Cheater. You're a cheater.
Because
he's a pedophile. The logic earlier. The guy thought about it and stuff, so he was a pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking about it. You're a cheater.
I'm always thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. You're a cheater.
Literally cheating.
Literally. Yeah. Well, my wife is at Pilates. I always tell her where she's at Pilates. I'm like, I know you have a boyfriend. And she's like, why would you say that? I go, because every day you go over here to this place, Pilates, and blah, blah, blah. And then one day she took a picture of the Pilates class, the median age of 87. I was like, all right, good luck to you and Roy.
Was she in the picture?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did one of these.
Yeah. Because you could just see Google image. Pilates, old ladies working out.
True.
Or meanwhile, she's banging Omar that works at the old folks home.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Might be true, too. Omar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to take a break. It is the Mike Caltas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Caltas Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury.